Performing miracles using practical Kabbalah. Just to be clear, this lesson is for background information only, and not chas v'shalom to be used in order to engage in actual practice of practical Kabbalah, as we will explain the reasons why. So while we know that there is a prohibition to perform miracles, acts that break the laws of nature, using kishuf, using magic, sorcery, and powers of tumah, it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya, chapter 179, Halacha 15, based on the Torah and the Gemara in Sanhedrin 65b, that it is permitted for one to perform magical illusions, otherwise known as Achiza Sinayim, or even actual magic, to do things that change nature, using Kabbalah, the names of Hashem, as they are found in Sefer Yetzirah. In other words, Hashem never prohibited the act of doing miracles, but simply the act of doing miracles through using the powers and forces of impurity. But if you know how to do it through the powers and forces of purity, then it's permitted to be done. And the Shach writes, even initially this may be done. The way that it's performed is by using the names of Hashem as they are found in Sefer Yetzirah, another Sifri Kabbalah, to rearrange the powers of nature and do things to break the laws of nature. The Shach writes in the name of the Levush that the reason why Hashem gave us this capability is in order so that Tzaddikim and the Nevi'im of the generation are able to use it to show the greatness and the strength of Hashem to the inhabitants of the world. This matter was not just a theoretical halacha, but was actually used in practice throughout previous generations amongst many Tzaddikim, G'dayli Yisrael, Chachamim, and unfortunately also random individuals. As recorded in the Shla Kaddish, Avram Avinu used Sefer Yetzirah to create a calf, and so was also done by the Shvatim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 65b states that Rava created a golem using the names of Hashem and Sefer Yetzirah, as explains Rashi, and sent him to Rav Zeira. Likewise, the Gemara that records Rav Hanin and Rav Hoshia would study Sefer Yetzirah every Erev Shabbos, and they would use it to create a fat calf, which they would then eat. And from there, indeed, is the source of the ruling of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch that is permitted, even initially, to do miracles using Sefer Yetzirah, the names of Hashem. In the times of the Rishayim, it's famously known that Rav Yehuda Achas and Rav Eliezer of Worms would use the names of Hashem to perform nature-breaking miracles, to transport themselves from one country to another country in a matter of moments, and so on and so forth, as is found in the many stories recorded regarding Yehuda Chassid and the Rekeach Rav Eliezer of Worms. It's likewise recorded that the Evan Ezra created a golem in front of Rabbeinu Tam, and likewise as brought in the Tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Eliyahu Baal Shem, who was the Baal Shem of Chelm, used the names of Hashem to create a golem. And there was a whole shaila if this golem can join a minion. Of course, as we all know, the Maral of Prague used the names of Hashem to create a golem. And so we see throughout our history that practical Kabbalah using the names of Hashem to do miracles was used. However, the Shach emphasizes that this was only in previous generations, as one may only use these names to do miracles, meaning may one only practice practical Kabbalah if he's in a state of holiness and purity, as is befitting of using the holy names of Hashem, and only if he's doing so for the sake of a mitzvah. And the Shach then writes, the people of this stature are no longer around in these generations. And even in previous generations, we saw that Yeshaya the prophet was punished for using the names. And so it goes without saying that in our times, when it's no longer possible to act with holiness and purity, then we should not make use of Hashem's names for the sake of performing miracles and doing practical Kabbalah. And on this it says, the Ishtamish Betaka Cholaf, the one who uses the names of Hashem, can pass away. Likewise, the Shach concludes that in Sifrei Kabbalah it's recorded that it's a great sin to use the divine names, and hence one is to abstain from doing so. So bottom line, Allah Lamaisa, while theoretically there's a heter to practice practical Kabbalah and to use the divine names of Hashem to perform miracles and matters that break nature, nonetheless, practically, one is not allowed to do so unless he's on a very high level. And if even in times of the Shach, no people were on this level anymore, then certainly afterwards, in our generation, it goes without saying that it is forbidden for it to be practiced, and it is a great danger for one to do so. There was a famous individual by the name of Yosef de Larina from the city of Tzfas, who tried to use the names of Hashem to obliterate the Satan and bring the Geula. And as the story in length describes, he was unsuccessful and eventually ended up using the divine names for very evil purposes. And we see that even tzaddikim who have entered into this very dangerous world of practical Kabbalah have sometimes lost the Eilam Hazan, Eilam Haba by doing so. And therefore, as interesting as practical Kabbalah may be, practically, it is not to be practiced.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.